I guess it encompasses a lot of different styles. Kind of the Afrobeat is where the first inspiration came in, and then, you know, you've got more of a folk side with the instrumentation.
Folk, gospel, world, old time. Even if the band members have trouble describing their sound, the Ducks avoid the dreaded pigeonhole at all costs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's different territory than Leslie Nielsen's famous line, "Don't call me Shirley," but fellow Canadians, the Ducks, are equally adamant about their statement, "Don't call us bluegrass." It's a label the five-piece band's been fending off since their start in 2002, as the arsenal for their high-energy melting pot of musical traditions includes banjo and fiddle. While those instruments stayed consistent, FUV's Claudia Marshall found that the recent lineup changes add new voices and influences to the Duck sound. Another new element to the Ducks, spelled D-U-H-K-S, by the way, is the album Fast-Paced World. But it does open with an old song called Mighty Storm.
I think it's a really great commentary on something that happened a long time ago. And not only that, just to show that in the 108 years or so since the song took place, I guess it was written in 1915, but not really much has changed. We're still in a position where people in need of help have a hard time getting it in such situations, in disasters or in poverty. You know, most people don't have easy access to medical treatment in this country and certainly in the South. And even though it's an old song, we think it still rings really true.
Rain, it was a falling. Got them on my knee. You come and took my mother. Won't you come back for me? Oh, death, your cruel master. When the wind began to blow, rode in on a team of horses, cried, "Oh, death, won't you let me go?"
Say that there is a misperception in the world, and perhaps it's because you have a member who's got three banjos over there, but there is a misperception that you're a bluegrass band.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
We wonder the same thing.
It's a mystery.
I think it's sort of an ignorance permeated throughout the whole music media community that if there's fiddle and banjo, regardless of what kind of music we're playing, it's bluegrass. And there is actually no bluegrass influence whatsoever in the Ducks' music. I would have to say zero.
People right off the bat assumed we were a bluegrass band because there was a banjo and a fiddle. So we ended up playing a bunch of bluegrass festivals, and kind of nobody really knew exactly what to make of us. We were always these weird people walking around at this bluegrass festival. Like, what are these guys doing here? You know, it's a little bit frustrating when people try and pigeonhole it into one thing when there are five different people in the band with five completely different musical backgrounds, and it just so happens that bluegrass isn't one of them. Not that we dislike bluegrass or anything, it just isn't really where we came from.
Music from the Ducks on FUV and their live performance of You Don't See It. Hear more from the Ducks and many other artists in our online archives at WFUV.org.